Eric Lindell, starting a revolution here on 98.3 The Penguin. Actually, perfect way to jump into our interview. I have some very special guests joining me here in the igloo. Familiar friends visiting the igloo to talk about something very new and cutting edge here in Wilmington. It is a brand new restaurant that is about to open. You've probably heard a little bit about it. I know we wrote about it already in Port City Daily. The first of its kind here in town, The Greenhouse, opening their doors next week, we think Monday. So we're going to be shining our light on exactly who and what this is. There's not enough time in the day to cover all I would love to cover with Laura and Anastasia, but we're going to cover what we can here, and you can go to the restaurant yourself and find out a whole lot more. So with that, let me welcome Laura Tiblier. Is it Do you say the
Tiblier?
Tiblier. That's what I thought. And Anastasia Worrell. So welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
So glad to have you. We're friends. We run in the same circles. I eat at both of their restaurants. So Laura and her husband Hunter own Ceviches, which has been around now seven years?
The seventh year.
7 years. And you guys are just completely crushing it over there. Consistency, it's so good. I feel so good about going there because I know you're a five-star ocean-friendly establishment, so you're really conscientious about how you do things there. I feel the same way when I go to Slice of Life. Anastasia's husband, Ray, took over Slice of Life's reins years ago, like 13-ish, I think. Of course, we've hosted Penguin events at Slice off and on over the years. Used to do Rate a Record there every week. And I love going there for my pizza because, again, Slice of Life, a five-star ocean-friendly establishment who cares very much about the way you operate and where your food comes from and how it's made. So to put the two of you together and are partnering up for this new restaurant, it's really exciting stuff. For the folks out there, give a little little bit of background on kind of how you came together and how this project came to be.
I have to give this one to Laura.
So I probably have had this idea in my head for about 25 years. I ate at a vegetarian restaurant, maybe in Utah, and it just sat with me. I wanted to open a vegetarian restaurant called the Venus Flytrap, where only the plants eat meat.
Nice.
And so I was a nurse. I mean, I never considered actually owning a restaurant, but it just stuck with me. And then I met Hunter, and we opened Ceviches and grew Ceviches, and, you know, it's been quite successful. So I was able, you know, and felt more prepared because I was not in the restaurant industry before. But I knew I didn't want to do it alone. And I just waited. And Anastasia and I had met at probably a fundraiser for Nourish NC that Ray had invited us to. And I knew she was vegan, and I had been vegan, so it seemed like the perfect time to have a conversation, and we just went from there.
And when was that first conversation, approximately? Like, how long has it been?
Probably a year and a half.
Okay. So, of course, the idea, the seed in your head, 25 years. Isn't that crazy how a vision can take that long to manifest? And can you? Are you pinching yourself when you walk into the restaurant now?
Absolutely.
And seeing it in the real world?
Yeah, it's like kind of the culmination of my life. Yeah.
Right. And of course, the pictures we've seen on Port City Daily previously, I guess were renderings, but it just looks absolutely gorgeous. We're going to talk a little bit about the building and the build out of the restaurant because you guys are practicing. I mean, you're going to be an off the chart, you know, 10-star ocean friendly establishment because of the way you guys even are building, not just the menu, but the actual building. I mean, hit a couple of highlights about the decisions you made in the construction and the materials you used just in the actual restaurant, your air conditioning and your materials for the furniture. I mean, just give some folks out there some examples of that.
I'm gonna go for it.
Well, as you mentioned, furniture, first thing that came to my head, something that Laura discovered was cactus leather on our benches. And benches themselves are made out of this lime wash material, plaster that is live material, breathing material. When you walk into the space, you feel so good, light, air is not stuffy. It's incredible.
Right?
Sustainability was at the center of our mission from day one and is and will be going forward. And every decision that was made about the restaurant and the way it's going to function and the way it was built was with sustainability at its core.
Sustainability is the top priority.
Correct.
And then the food and then everything else. Yeah. Who never heard of cactus leather? How cool is that? And I know Kimberly James, who was posting on her social media page, a lot of folks know her in town, painting and faux finisher. But so she was using this lime wash. She just posted about it yesterday.
She actually was learning also. The product we use is from Master of Plaster, which is in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And the owner came up and came and saw the space and was helping her one day. So that was really cool.
Yeah. And then, of course, it just goes on and on from there. I mean, your electricity, was there something? Tell a little bit about that. I know I saw that in some of the notes.
Yeah. So there is a company called Arcadia Power, and they work with Duke Progress Energy, and they allocate a percentage of what electricity you use with renewable sources, and you get a statement saying where your electricity is being generated. A lot of ours is from the fields of Texas, the wind farms,
wow.
But it changes depending on the needs.
That is so cool. Very cool. And then, of course, if we look at the way you've staffed the restaurant, you've got a horticulturist
yes.
on the staff. I mean, that's pretty unusual. Talk a little bit about the decision that, you know, taking that avenue. I mean, you are a plant-based restaurant, but to have your own horticulturist, your own farm, you're growing some of your own stuff.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, interesting, as you talk about our horticulturist, it immediately made me think of the name of the restaurant, The Greenhouse.
Right.
And we had a name. It was not The Greenhouse. We had to change it because of our mission coming to life. We realized that had to be Greenhouse. If we have a real greenhouse on site, which is common, currently our greenhouse is off-site at our executive chef's house. It's a real farm greenhouse with this amazing new technology, aeroponics towers where plants are growing in the air, just being sprinkled with water, and water that is constantly reused, recycled, you barely use any, and you get the freshest, best, the most nutritious green leaf vegetables, herbs, flowers you can get. We had to have horticulturists. We had to have a person who knows what they're doing.
Right.
And but then, of course, it evolved because we have a green wall and we have all these amazing green planters that are taking our patio space. And inside as well, we have some beautiful plants that need professional care.
right. And for anybody that's just tuning in or doesn't know, so the Greenhouse restaurant is about to open their doors. I'm chatting with Anastasia Worrell and Laura Tiblier from Slice of Life and Ceviches and what will be the Greenhouse opening up, a fine dining vegan restaurant. We do have a couple of great vegan restaurants here in town, but not a lot of them, and certainly a fine dining thing. This is a whole new step in the revolution that is happening really here in our community and beyond. So we're going to continue chatting with these ladies. We're going to take a slight musical interlude, and we'll have more about the Greenhouse when it's opening right over there next door to Slice of Life, as a matter of fact. Right next door where the old Moe's was. No welcome to Moe's when you're walking in the Greenhouse, right? So more to come, but we'll hand it over to Chrissy Hine and the Pretenders. Chrissy is a longtime vegetarian and wrote this song for animal rights. This is I'll Stand By You here on The Penguin. That is Chrissy Hine and the Pretenders here on 98.3 The Penguin, a song you certainly know but may not have known, a song she wrote and meant as an animal rights anthem. Very appropriate for us as we are chatting with our good friends, Laura and Anastasia from The Greenhouse, opening their doors somewhat quietly on Monday, get a few kinks ironed out, but a much bigger grand opening coming soon. Wilmington's first vegan fine dining experience, right here near the station, actually. If you know where Slice of Life is, at Military Cutoff in Eastwood, it's going to be right next door. Ray from Slice will be over there, and his wife Anastasia will be next door helping run the greenhouse. So there's so much to cover. We were talking a little bit in the first segment about just the sustainability being the central core value at everything you're doing there at the restaurant. They're even going to have their own greenhouse ultimately on site. Already have one, but ultimately on site, which that is just taking it to a next level. We were talking even about some of the furniture, the way the construction and everything was done was all with sustainability in mind. Another fold into this is who you're bringing in, not just on the menu. We're going to get into the menu in a minute, but you're also really have taken a lot of care in curating your staff, who's going to be running the place, and even your messaging on your Facebook page. Anybody out there looking for a job, you guys are still hiring, but you're going to have to meet some requirements to get those jobs, but you can go there and take a look. Let's talk a little bit about the staff and who you've got there running the place. Besides the two of you, of course. I know Chef David Herring, longtime institution here in Wilmington, originally Bridge Tender, but ultimately Sweet and Savory was his baby. And you're bringing him back.
Yes, he was out of the business for a while. He left the business when he sold Sweet and Savory. We brought him back, and it took something different, something challenging, something new for him to want to do this. It's been an incredible experience because he is not just a chef. He's also a baker. And with us making everything from scratch, making our own flours, we needed somebody as experienced and knowledgeable as Chef Dave.
Making your own flour. That is an example, folks, out there of just to the degree to which you guys are really conscientiously doing what you're doing.
So I'm not sure we mentioned we're gluten-free as well.
The whole restaurant.
Yep.
Wow.
So that is quite the challenge for a baker.
Yeah, right.
And he's killing it. And, well, we also have an amazing pastry chef,
right.
Lauren Wright.
Lauren Wright, you've brought her in to do that. And she, I was reading her background story, too. Like, she felt bad. The story you tell at the party, and she's brought a dish and then confesses to everybody she didn't make the flour. And everybody looks at her like she's embarrassed that she didn't make the flour. And everybody looks at her like, yeah, hilarious. Oh, shame on you. I don't want any more. You know, like that she's to that degree of even making her own flour.
Well, she is actually nutritionist turned pastry chef. After working for years with people who would refuse to eat, people who would be terrified of desserts, she went to another extreme to make desserts wholesome, not scary things.
Right, right. Actually, maybe even nutritious. And pleasing to the palate.
We tried to bring you cookies, and she wouldn't let them out because they weren't cool enough to take them off the pan. So,
well, I'll have a word with her about that.
It will be soon.
I don't know if that's okay, but yeah, I understand perfecting her craft and that she takes it that seriously. In terms of the staffing and what you're looking for in people there, I mean, I thought that was a really powerful post when I saw that about who you may want to bring on board. What is it that you're trying to do in terms of your culture? In addition to the sustainability, of course, but the whole culture of the whole place, is you're really setting a distinct tone.
The reason we are vegan, gluten-free, have extensive zero-proof cocktail menu is because we wanted to be as inclusive as possible. Everyone can eat vegan food. Everyone can eat gluten-free. Everyone can enjoy cocktails that have no alcohol in them. Mm-hmm. Going with meat is a choice. Going with alcohol is a choice. It's not everyone's choice. We want it to be a place for everyone to enjoy, to have choices, quality choices, and I believe we were able to take it there. We are very proud of the product we're bringing.
And of course, you know, people that may be walking the line or maybe even not even interested. I know you've said Ray is not, he's been reluctant participant sometimes, your husband. But for folks that this will probably be a beautiful eye-opening experience to realize how good food can be, even if it's different, if it doesn't have your meat in it or some of those typical things.
Yeah. And we intentionally created the menu without meat replacement. Mm-hmm. So not Beyond Burger, Impossible Meat. It's definitely plant-centered, like the beautiful artichoke flour or the aubergine filet.
Yeah, I know. I want to get into a couple highlights mm-hmm. on the menu. What do each of you have a dish or something you're most excited about on the menu?
Most popular question. I would never be able to answer it. So much thought, intention, work went into each and every one of those dishes. They're all going to be favorite forever, regardless of what happens over time and how the menu evolves and how many people come on board and bring their expertise to it.
So, yeah, I mean, just the artichoke flour, I saw the picture of that on the website. I know you've got a couple of things up there. The menu's not posted yet, but coming soon. But it's a few things that were being worked on. I mean, I love artichoke. That was just a gorgeous presentation. Talk about the Southern barbecue. That might be something that pulls in some of the meat eaters. Describe that dish.
So that was kind of a take on my roots because I'm from North Carolina, Northern North Carolina, but
Southern roots.
Southern roots. And definitely it's a plate like MOI used to serve, a meat and three sides.
Meat and three, right?
Yep. And so the barbecue charred ribs. So it's, the rib of the Swiss chard.
Right.
And with this delicious barbecue sauce on a bed of charred greens. So we're using the whole plant.
Yum.
And, a lovely gluten-free vegan mac and cheese and the butter beans.
Butter beans.
Just like my grandma.
Cukes and tomatoes go along with it. Even some cornbread, too.
Oh, the cornbread. it's a unicorn corn mill with a sorghum butter that Lauren's making. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So, that's the kind of meal, if you want something to, quote, sink your teeth into, that sort of Southern comfort food, you can come to the greenhouse and get something to satisfy that. Of course, there are some beautiful desserts. I see a wild mushroom stroganoff, the aubergine filet, which is eggplant, of course, summer vegetables. What a good time to be opening the restaurant, as so much of that is so bountiful right now. And you've got multiple courses here. I see cheese boards, mushroom boards, things like that. And of course, folks out there listening, there are amazing vegan cheeses in the world. Amazing.
All of the cheeses are made by our chefs.
Wow.
All of them, just like breads and jams and pickles and molasses, you name it.
All the way down to the flour.
All the way down to the flour.
And you're growing.
And we definitely wanted this menu to be American and recognizable and take people home when they read the names of the dishes mm-hmm. and know what to expect and meet those expectations. It does have Southern flair, which we're quite proud of.
Absolutely. As you should be. The bottom line, everybody, in order to digest it all, literally and figuratively, you are just going to have to go. You're going to have to get to know the staff, get to know the vibe, get to know the mission. Most folks out there know I'm very passionate about trying to help protect our oceans. Excuse me. And you have no single-use plastic at all in the restaurant, right? No, not any. I mean, that is just such a stellar example that you are setting for everyone else. I'm very happy to see that the trend in this community is really growing. It should be, because the ocean is about a mile from where we sit, and we need to protect it. But just can't thank you enough for setting the glowing example that you're setting already with your first two restaurants at Ceviches and Slice. But this green restaurant is completely taking it all next level. I know another thing that a lot of people don't realize with vegetarianism is thinking it's just about animals, which is certainly plenty of good reason, but it's also about the environment too. Like the meat eating trends in our country and our world are environmentally costly too. So I can't thank you both enough. What parting thoughts do you have for everybody out there? Anything you want to mention? The doors, I guess, coming Monday. but go ahead, Anastasia.
I would like to point out that our menu does not even have a word restaurant on it. It says vegan fine dining experience. And we take customer service very seriously. We are creating an experience. We have a MetRD, Colby Perkins, whose main job is ensure every person who walks into the door has something special to remember. She is the person overseeing all the operations. She's not the one serving and making drinks. She's there to make sure you are taken care of. And she's also spent weeks training people to offer that special quality experience to our customers. I believe our team is really ready.
I cannot wait. Cannot wait to get over there. Congratulations. I know this has been in the works for such a long time, coming through COVID and all that. Just again, congratulations to both. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will get over there ASAP. That is the Greenhouse, a fine dining vegan experience opening on Monday right there at Progress Point. It's right next door to Slice of Life near PT's. And Lala and Elm, we were just chatting to the other day. Nothing Bun Kinks, all that right there near the corner of Military Cutoff and Eastwood Road. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Kim.
Coming soon. All right, lots more music headed your way here on The Penguin.